Dwayne Paulson is an accomplished fine art photographer living in the St. Cloud area. For more than 40 years, Paulson has been using black and white photography to document the compositions that have been capturing his interest for as long as he can remember. To do this, Dwayne Paulson uses large format cameras, some of the equipment dating back to the 1920s, to produce compelling silver prints and contact prints. His work will be featured from September the 7th until October the 20th at the Bemidji Community Arts Center. The opening reception takes place Friday, September 7th. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. Dwayne Paulson was recently kind enough to join me to talk about his fine art photography. Dwayne, you were a wedding and portrait photographer for a long time. You owned and operated your own gallery, frame shop, and photography studio, which you closed in order to afford yourself time to create work that was, I assume, more important to you. Was that a difficult decision to make that leap?
Yes and no. I had been looking forward to doing this for many years, actually, and we had our studio up on the North Shore, and the economy started falling apart. And so between the economy and what I really wanted to do in life, it was kind of a no-brainer. I just decided this was it. I wanted to spend my time with my own black and white work.
I read a little bit that you really like the darkroom process. What is it like to be in the darkroom for you?
It's dark.
I mean, what's magical about it?
Just to see that print come up and the developer is still kind of magical to me. I know what happens, and I've been around it enough so that I know exactly what's going to happen when I do this. These processes, but still, it's always kind of amazing to me, and it's kind of magical that you can throw this piece of paper in a tray, and this print will come up. It's a rather long process at times, the way I do things, to come up with that print, but it's still kind of magical.
Can you explain what is a silver print? Why, what makes it different from what other people might think of as photography?
Well, a silver print is, basically the old style, silver gelatin print, with a paper base. That's been in existence since late 1800s, early 1900s. It's kind of the accepted paper of all of your standard, your big-name photographers, Ed Weston, Ansel Adams, and so forth. And it's a medium that's lasts for hundreds of years. If it's processed archivally, it's something that's going to hang around for a long time. And my work could plague people for years after I'm gone.
I noticed that you have quite an array of subject matter depicted in your work. What indicates to you what will work well within the processes that you work with?
That's, my work is mostly... I think when I started in the 60s, I was a lot kind of scenery-based type of photographer, but I also looked more for compositions and lines, textures. Now I've gotten to the point where I basically ignore scenes and just look for small areas, textures and compositions that I see within a larger area. And it depends upon what tonal values are there, and just from experience of looking at things, I can tell if it's going to make a good print or not, usually.
You have a quote by Ansel Adams that you've included in some of your literature, and it says, in part, "Artists must have a clear and complete conception of the final effects of the print before he operates the shutter of his camera." Is it possible for you to break down even further what Adams meant by that?
Well, I can break it down into the way I look at it. When I look at a scene and set up my view camera, I'm looking at, rather than a scene or a portion of the landscape, I'm looking more at a finished print already. I pre-visualize it in my mind. Of course, on my camera, it's that further narrows my subject matter down so that I can see how the various aspects are going to relate to each other. And actually, I have pretty much the print, how it's going to look, probably how I'm going to print it, all analyzed in my mind before I even snap the shutter.
And what about the process and or the results of the process led you to focus on silver prints as your medium?
Like you said, I did weddings for years, and I did many, thousands of color prints. And color to me was so limiting. I just, it was kind of, you shoot a color print and you've got a color print. And they were always, Kodak and the other manufacturers always stretched their longevity aspects of their paper and their process. And I had a lot of prints that people displayed, color prints back from the early 70s, that are hanging in homes now that are faded. They look really quite bad, and I'm ashamed to say that I shot them. I wished I would have shot them in black and white, because I know I've got black and white prints that I shot in the 60s that are still hanging in homes that look just like the day I produced them. And I don't want to do something that's just an overnight thing.
Your show is up at the Bemidji Community Arts Center during the month of September, and First Friday opening is on September 7th, and it's part of a city or, you know, downtown-wide celebration of art that we have every First Friday. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
So. Thank you, Charlie.